My dear student, myself Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, and today's interactive session I am engaging is on the topic maintenance management. I wish you all a very healthy surrounding, healthy life, healthy environment. In our last lecture, we had covered the topic relating to work measurement techniques. As far as maintenance management is concerned, maintenance management is another critical function, especially in modern industry, equipment. The total productive effort is required so that the functional reliability of the production facilities is ensured. So let us understand the definition of maintenance management. It is concerned with the day-to-day problem of keeping the physical plant in good operating conditions. It is an essential activity in every manufacturing establishment. Because availability of the working machines, proper conditioned buildings, and services are always needed. Even Professor Kelly, A.K.E.L.L.E.Y., Professor Kelly, and Harry, H.A.R.R.I., have viewed maintenance is related to profitability. Maintenance is related to profitability through equipment output and equipment running costs. Maintenance work raises the level of equipment performance and availability. So maintenance is much wider in its scope, unlike repairs. It is never like repairs. So when we discuss new insights, maintenance covers two broad categories of function. Category A, primary functions, and category B is known as secondary functions. You can ask a question, what do you mean by primary functions? Include equipment, inspection, cleaning, lubrication, alternatives to existing equipments, new installations of equipments and buildings, generation and distribution of utilities, maintenance of existing plants, etc. On the other hand, secondary functions include property accounting, storekeeping for maintenance purposes, pollution and noise control, waste disposal, salvage, providing caretaker services, plant protection against fire, and of course, storekeeping for maintenance purposes. Now, you have another dimension of the maintenance management. What is the importance of maintenance management? In this audio session, we can understand the significance of maintenance management with at least six key pines. It will always help us in reducing the loss of production. It can help us in rescheduling of production. We can minimize materials wastage. We can minimize overtimes or reschedule overtimes if required. Work subcontracting can be systematically done. And maximum manpower utilization can be also done due to some temporary work shortages. So, it is going to help us with respect to cost, with respect to time, and of course, as a service function, it will definitely avoid recurrence of accidents or some other unplanned happenings. Now we come to the another key issue in our today's session, that is the what are the objectives behind maintenance management. So my dear students, the very first objective is to minimize the loss due to production stoppages. Jab bhi production stoppages honge, to maintenance management ka role key role hai. So number one, minimize the loss due to production stoppages. Number two objective, to ensure operational readiness of all equipments. To ensure operational readiness of all equipments needed for emergency purposes, like firefighting equipments, like cylinders, oxygen cylinders, or like trolleys, or wheelchairs, whatever be. To extend the useful life of the plant, machineries. Another objective is to minimize the loss of production time because of equipment failure, to maximize the availability of plant. And of course, another objective I am able to remind, to ensure safety of personnel through regular inspection and maintenance of facilities like boilers, compressors, lifts, elevators, electric conveyors, material handling equipments, etc. Another objective is to improve reliability, availability and maintainability of all equipments. And last but not the least, to minimize the total maintenance cost, which may consist of cost of repairs, cost of preventive maintenance, and of course, inventory costs associated with spare parts, materials required for maintenance, or some other emergency contingent cost. अब कई बार इस क्वेश्चन को टॉपिक को हम लोग उल्टा भी समझने का प्रयास करते हैं, रिवर्स अंडरस्टैंडिंग, कि व्हाट इज द इंपैक्ट ऑफ पुअर मेंटेनेंस. इफ मेंटेनेंस इज पुअर, देन हाउ इट विल अफेक्ट द प्रोडक्शन फैसिलिटीज. So, yes, it is a direct impact on the certain aspects. A1, aspect number one, production costs, production capacity, product and service quality is immediately affected. For example, poorly maintained roads, poorly maintained electric generation facilities, that would result in poor service to customers to offer them. Another impact is endangering workers or consumers' safety. If working conditions, equipments are not properly maintained or poorly maintained, they can cause injuries to whom? They can cause injuries to operators, to laborers, or those working on machines. Similarly, with our own case, when we are maintaining automobiles in our houses, two-wheelers, if not properly and periodically serviced, may suddenly fail or break down and cause injuries to ourselves. So even consumer safety, worker safety, driver safety, user safety, operator safety. And another impact is it will also affect consumer satisfaction. So these are the some key issues involved in the impact of poor maintenance. Now, the different types of maintenance management concepts do exist. In some texts, you'll find it is called areas of maintenance management, and we also have another subtitle sometimes known as classification of maintenance management or types of maintenance management. So the broadly three categories are there: civil maintenance. Civil maintenance kahan par hoga? Civil maintenance like fencing, landscaping, lawns, gardening, and maintaining drainage system, fire fighting equipments, ventilation, air, compressed air, steam, gas, water supply, all these things. So these are the facilities which require maintenance, immediate maintenance. Another is electrical maintenance. Maintaining electrical equipments like transformers, electric motors, switch gears, boxes and switch gears, electrical installations, lighting, fans, control panels, generators, etc. And another K is mechanical maintenance. Maintaining machines and equipments, transport vehicles, compressors, furnaces, steam generators. So lubrication of machines is also part of the mechanical maintenance work. Now, dear students, broadly there are two categories. One is called category A, planned maintenance, and unplanned maintenance, category B. I repeat for your understanding, you can broadly divide them in two parts. Category A, planned maintenance, and B is unplanned maintenance. In planned maintenance, we have another subcategorization known as preventive maintenance and corrective maintenance. I repeat if you are noting down. Under the planned maintenance, we have another two subcategories, AA1, preventive maintenance, and AA2, corrective maintenance. And moreover, even the category AA1, preventive maintenance, has two more subcategories known as preventive maintenance. Sometimes, in some author's opinion, it becomes scheduled maintenance. And then we have shutdown maintenance. And category AA2, corrective maintenance, has another category, breakdown maintenance, and also includes shutdown maintenance. So let us understand the broad category. Planned maintenance. In most of the author's opinion and textbooks versions, you will always find planned maintenance is also known as scheduled maintenance or productive maintenance. It involves inspection of all plants, equipments, machinery, buildings according to a predetermined schedule, in order to overhauling, servicing, lubricate or repairing before actual breakdown in service occurs. Before actual breakdown occurs in service sector or even in non-3 sectors, it becomes planned maintenance. Iske kuch features bhi hai. Number one, features of planned maintenance. Number one, it is well organized and pre-planned. Number two, it is always carried out in a scientific way. It covers comprehensive planning, execution part for any job. It is applicable to any type of maintenance work with predefined maintenance program, with proper planning and foresightedness, with control tools and with past records. it is becoming plant maintenance. It is called plant maintenance. Now, just a reverse to it, we call sometimes the subcategorization as preventive maintenance. एक कहावत भी अंग्रेजी में सुना आपने, कहावत अंग्रेजी में बोलते हैं प्रिवेंशन इज बेटर देन क्यूर, और आगे अच्छा हम बोलते हैं प्रिवेंटिव मेंटेनेंस इज ए स्टिच इन ए टाइम दैट सेव्स नाइन. अंग्रेजी में है ना कहावत बोलते हैं ना अपन, प्रिवेंशन इज बेटर देन क्यूर. तो प्रिवेंटिव मेंटेनेंस अटेम्प्ट्स टू प्रिवेंट एनी प्रोबेबल फेल्यूअर्स ब्रेकडाउन्स रिजल्टिंग इन प्रोडक्शन स्टॉपेजेस. सो preventive maintenance involves periodic inspection of equipments, machinery to uncover condition that lead to production breakdown and harmful depreciation, regular cleaning, regular greasing, regular oiling of moving parts, replacement of worn out parts before they fail to operate, periodic overhauling of the entire machine, machines, equipments which are liable to sudden failures should be installed in duplicate, like motors, pumps, transformer, compressors and many more items, similar items like that. Features preventive maintenance, number one, use of checklist by inspector. Always prepare a checklist. And that will be always be beneficial for inspectors. Prepare an inspection frequency schedule. Adequate records covering, volume of work, associated cost, etc. Administrative procedures and competency of simple repairs as and when small trouble is noticed. So these are the features of preventive maintenance. But proper identification of all items to be included in the maintenance program. Now, what is the procedure of preventive maintenance? Let us be clear, there is no ready-made on the shelf procedure available. There is no ready-made on the shelf preventive maintenance procedure available for any industry. Kyun? All industries differ in size, location, layout, construction, resources, machinery. So in this age, but we can have certain features or steps preferably for the adoption of procedure of preventive maintenance. Number one, who should perform it, where to start, what to inspect regarding PM matlab preventive maintenance in this context, what to inspect for, what should be the frequency of inspection, when to inspect, or inspection scheduling, what are preventive maintenance stages, control and evaluation of preventive maintenance of records, training of the concerned maintenance staff. So it is why it becomes preventive maintenance procedure. But it has one or two limitations. It requires extra facilities. Preventive maintenance kuch limitation bhi hai. It requires extra facilities and lead to under or poor utilization of basic facilities. Sometimes small scale industries or MSMEs are not that suited, and economically sometimes they may ignore, which may become dangerous, but it is sometimes they justify it in their own ways. And another limitation is the cost of failure prevention is always greater than the cost of failure rectification. So the process of preventive maintenance becomes very costly, especially in batch production, bridge construction line. Now preventive maintenance is also divided in two categories: running maintenance and shutdown maintenance. Even when machine or equipment is in service, you are doing maintenance, it becomes running maintenance. And shutdown maintenance is concerned with when the machine equipment is not in operation. It is not in operation, it becomes shutdown maintenance. Now, dear students, we will talk about the corrective maintenance. It is always designed for rectification of breakdown or failure. So, it is defined as specific maintenance operation which is well organized and performed with some prior planning, forethoughts, I'm using word forethoughts and control activity. It may be executed in the form of two types. Category 1, repair may be minor or major. I repeat, category 1, repair may be minor or major, or replacement may be partial or total. So, repair time is a function of management technique, and corrective planned maintenance is required not only when asset or machine fails, but also when indicated by condition-based criteria. So, it is very important type of maintenance, corrective maintenance, which is a condition where some machine or item is failing to meet an acceptable condition. It is always carried out to restore. It is always carried out to restore an item or machine which is failing to meet an acceptable condition. Now I will come to the last, unplanned maintenance. Unplanned maintenance, simply as its name itself it's very urgent in nature. In case of heavy and total breakdown, which may occur without any prior indication, such breakdowns are generally harmful to system and they may cause loss of human life or physical items, or some unwanted situations may occur. So, the examples of such failures or breakdown may be bursting of boiler burst ho gaya, failure of pipeline or leakage of pipeline immediately, or fluid gases are leaking. So, in that case, it also becomes emergency maintenance. That to avoid serious consequences of heavy breakdown, heavy loss of production, this kind of emergency maintenance need to be understood. It is always unplanned. The nature of failure is very serious. No time lag is allowable. Recovery time is the most given top priority. Topmost priority is given to recovery time. Generally occurs in pressure vessels such as boilers or turbines. Jahan par ki kya hogi? Risk hamesha zyada hogi. Generally occurs in the pressure vessels. And implementation is also very urgent and corrective in nature with the available resources. And the delay in implementation may be very, very serious. On other hand, breakdown maintenance jo hai, may be planned or unplanned. May be planned or unplanned. The nature of failure may be normal or not very serious. Permissible time lag may be allowed in case of breakdown maintenance. Maintenance cost is the first priority. Implementation is not very urgent but corrective in nature and generally occurs in general engineering works where the delay in timely repair is not very risky. So, as a works manager, there are parts, oilers, filters, welding machines. There are issues, there are persons like welders, masons, carpenters, painters, helpers, plumbers, pipe fitters, mechanists, mechanics, helpers, foremen, repair crew. So when you draw a works manager chart, my dear students, never ignore the maintenance function. Do include maintenance superintendent, maintenance engineer, maintenance foreman 1, maintenance foreman 2, maintenance foreman 3, maintenance foreman 4, maintenance 5, foreman 5. Because there are maintenance issues which are very critical. So as a student, you should have a very thorough idea about the maintenance management and its classification. Thank you very much for being present today. I wish you a very healthy stay. Stay home, stay safe. बाय बाय डॉक्टर धर्मेंद्र मेहता।